CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Playing in a pub, you all know well. I met the girl. If you know,
if you know, if you know. We're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the Italians, the fascists, still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Was Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host, the Great and Sticky Moose, and you are listening to 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio. You might also be listening to this show on 90.3 FM CKUT in Montreal, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, or 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo. This show is recorded on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan people and broadcast originally from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en. It is heard across Canada on unceded territory, so take some time to learn about whose land you're living on. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can check out the incredible and vital work that they are doing by searching for them on Facebook. You can at any time reach out to Syrup Moose Radio by email at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com or by finding me on Blue Sky, xada.bluesky.social. That's xada.bluesky.social. For more from this show, visit smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. Enjoy the show.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah. You since you were a 20. I was 20 and thought that so many years from now a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. Hold your sanity. All from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Passepartout. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в ему.
Start wearing purple for me now. don't you start wearing purple? Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing purple for me
Purple by Gogol Bordello to get us started on this episode of Syrup Moose Radio. Happy whichever day it is when you're listening to this. I now realize that Syrup Moose Radio dominates 5 days of the week because we are on a new station. I can hardly believe that I'm on one station, never mind like five stations. So it seems appropriate to go ahead and shout them all out. But of course, I don't have that image that I made specifically for that reason. Obviously, my home is now and will always be 93.9 FM CICK here in Smithers. I am so grateful to be on CICK. And they have been nothing but supportive. So, here we go. Mondays at 1 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF. That one is brand new, beginning the week this airs, so yesterday, but I think they're going to be a week behind. Anyway, Tuesdays, 7 a.m. Eastern on 90.3 FM CKUT. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. PST, of course, here on CICK. What else? Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Eastern on CKUT, 9 p.m. Pacific on CFUR, and 11 p.m. MST, Mountain Standard, I think, on CKXU. Saturdays at 12 a.m. on 102.7 FM CKMS, 10 p.m. on 90.1 CJSF on Saturdays, and Sundays again here on CICK. Holy man. So obviously, huge shout out to our newest syndicator, CJSF in Burnaby. So if this is your first time hearing the show, what's up from Northern BC? Thanks for hanging out with me, Burnaby. And if you heard last week's show this week instead, then maybe this feels like it's a week late, but whatever. All right, we are going to spend the first hour. I did a little bit of searching out Palestinian artists. So I've got metal and punk and electronic and experimental that I'm going to be playing all through the first hour. We're going to take a minute to appreciate some Palestinian art, given the horrific things that are going on over there. It seems the bare minimum least I can do. Most of the bands that I play are based in Palestine, and I believe there might be one or two that have are like connected to, but maybe don't currently live there. Feel free to fact check me on that. I do apologize if it's wrong, but it's, you know. And a lot of them are a few years old now, understandably so. Not a huge amount coming out that is recent from Palestine for, I think, reasons that will be grotesquely obvious to everyone. So we're going to listen to some Palestinian artists. And yeah, I think it's something, it's been in my mind, on my mind, and you know, a special that I wanted to do. So first hour of the show, I think, except for that Gogol Bordello song, is all Palestinian music. So we're going to get into it right away. This is After Purgatory by Zalam. Yeah. And yeah, I hope you stick around. Obviously, this is the beginning of the show, so you can't go anywhere yet. We're just kicking things off. All right, folks. This is After Purgatory. We will be back. It's a long one, so buckle up and let's get right into it. We'll be right back. that was Icarus with the song Al Art, and before that, Before Purgatory by Zalam. We are listening to some tunes from folks from Palestine this afternoon, and I hope you enjoy them. I hope you find some new stuff. As always, playlists and everything are over on smithersradio.com and .ca. And also themarsh.ca. So if you ever want to know what I've been playing, go check. Go have a look. It's probably there right now. I hope everybody had a pretty good weekend since the last time you heard from me. I can kind of hardly believe it, but I believe my wife and I bought a house, which is huge and truly bananas. It is not something that I think most people in our generation feel like is even a tangible possibility. And we only got there due to some help from family. Like we are living in a housing crisis, folks. And up here in the north, it is particularly bad. And I don't know what the solution is other than stopping people from hoarding housing, which is what they do. So anyway, landlord's not a real job. All right, folks, we are going to listen to some more music out of Palestine, and then we are going to talk about AEW All In, because that's what I watched all frickin' day yesterday. So we're going to talk about that after this. Enjoy. No Man with God's Neighborhood here on Syrup Moose Radio. The syrup. I don't know. I'm trying stuff out. What can I say? Folks out there might know this past weekend, AEW All In happened, as well as Ring of Honor's Supercard of Honor. And, every couple of months I got to talk about wrestling, because that's just how I am and how this show goes. And I can do whatever I want on this show. It was a wild pay-per-view. If you watched it, I hope you enjoyed it. Two things I want to shout out that I'm actually kind of impressed with. There have been these developing storylines in AEW. One, essentially like an American Revolution story, where you have these two the Young Bucks positioned as the kind of tyrannical American government, and another one with Triumph Over Fascism, where you have kind of you have John Moxley's story being, I mean, it's pretty hard to imagine it was accidental, but it sure felt like we were watching the takeover of fascism in metaphor, in wrestling metaphor. And last night, good triumphed over evil in both cases. And they were, both matches were great. I would recommend going and checking out the Texas Death Match between Hangman and Moxley. It was great. It was brutal and it was hard to watch, but it was also great and had, it was a night full of surprises and highlights, and it was a blast. And if you are a wrestling person, let's talk about wrestling sometime. Oh God, we had Nick Wayne betray Christian Cage, and they're setting up a reunion of Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, which I think anybody who grew up watching wrestling in the 90s is all about. It was a blast. We watched it for like 6 hours last night, so obviously it's doing something right. And if you're not watching wrestling right now or yet, you gotta try. Give it a shot. It's AEW is the one I recommend, because it's not run by formerly run, I guess, by a full sex trafficker in Vince McMahon. And Logan Paul's not there. So, you know, win-win. Check out AEW if you want to watch wrestling. It's good stuff. And not something I thought in my mid-30s I would be getting super into, but, here we are. And you're picking a good time if you want to jump on. Wednesday is the next show, and it should be pretty good based on what happened on Saturday. So the only thing that they did wrong, really, at this point, is they did not put my beautiful boy Dalton Castle in the Ring of Honor special or the AEW pay-per-view, and that is an unforgivable crime, because we love Dalton. Here at Syrup Moves Radio, we stand Dalton Castle. So, anyway, I think that's it. I'm just gonna let it go. I don't want to go on and on by myself about wrestling. So, we're gonna listen to Ketson Li La Tavak next. Again, working through our kind of showcase of some Palestinian artists. And I hope you're enjoying that. We're gonna check this out and come back right after this.